I was in India recently. Now, if you've ever been there and mixed it with the almost 1.4 billion Indians crammed into a plot of land about one-seventh the size of Australia, you'll know that it's a vibrant, amazing, and very crowded place. And to a Westerner like me, the traffic is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I live in the heart of a big city back home, but that's nothing compared to this. Chaotic is the only way to describe it. A two-lane road normally carries between four and five lanes of traffic, everybody just weaving in and out, blowing their horns. Now, that's not a criticism. It's just the way it is when you have that many people crammed into such a small space. And here's the funny thing. So many trucks have these words written on their tailgate: "Please sound your horn." Now, to me, that's absolutely crazy and funny all at the same time. Because if there's one country in the world where you don't have to tell drivers to honk their horns, it would have to be India. In fact, in India, it seems that the horn is the most important part of the car. As I shared that perspective with audiences that I spoke to around the country, they all laughed too. They'd never seen the funny side. Yeah, funny, isn't it, how blind we all can be to the things going on in our own lives. We're so immersed in them that it takes an outsider to see the blindingly, glimpsingly obvious. And mildly humorous though that story may be, on a serious note, it's amazing how blind we can be to our own faults, when at the same time it's oh so easy to see the faults in others. Luke chapter 6, verse 41. Why do you notice the small piece of dust that's in your friend's eye, but you don't see the big piece of wood that's in your own eye? Okay, so the other guy may well have a speck in his eye, but come on, what about the log in your own? Because honestly, it's nigh on impossible to see the other guy's faults clearly when your own faults, our own weaknesses, our own sin is overwhelmingly clouding our judgment. What about the log in your eye? That's God's word, fresh for you today.